Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Travis, you played in the real softball game yesterday, the celebrity game. But last week, we played together. You were playing shortstop, and I was playing first. You have to grade out my first base play. How did I do?
It was really good. I was pleasantly surprised. There was a couple.
Did you take it easy on me? I didn't think you threw it as hard as you could have.
Well, there's a couple bad throws. You made some nice stretches and good plays. I was like, dang, that's pretty good.
I'm surprised you didn't pull a muscle this time.
Somehow I didn't. I don't know, but it was fun. It was fun playing with him. Anyway, what a week, huh? For the All-Star Game, it's been amazing here downtown.
Yeah,
this is
fantastic. I mean, there's tons of fans out here. There's a buzz in the city. It's exciting. Yesterday was great. The stadium was packed, and it's going to be incredible the next two nights.
You know, being a former player and someone who still works with the team, how much fun is it for you to see the team having success and seeing all this in the city where you played most of your career?
Yeah, I mean, this is awesome. Obviously, it's great to see the team, you know, really playing well these last couple weeks, and I think we're five and a half back now.
Yeah.
So really good progress on that front. And, I mean, like you said, this week is phenomenal just with the fans and everything like that.
You know, we were talking off the air about how you're doing scouting for the Indians and some coaching as well. And you saw Oscar Mercado before the Indians traded for him. What did you see when you scouted him out, and how impressed are you by how well he's played in the big leagues?
Yeah, Oscar has worked. He's worked really hard. So when you scout him, you can see the talent that he has, the athleticism that he has. He always had, like, really good contact ability. You know, there are some things mechanically that once he ironed out, and, you know, the coaches brought those up, and he worked on them all offseason. He came to spring training a different player, and now you see his swing really playing out well, and he's turned himself into a really good hitter.
When you scout some of these players, you're looking at their hitting. How do you know? Can you tell instantly if a guy has it after watching a couple of swings? Like if he has it.
So not really. Like you think that you do, but you don't. So like you can see a guy that has incredible bat speed, incredible power, but maybe he just can't read breaking balls or can't hit changeups or something like that. So the hit tool is always kind of the toughest to figure out. Like, you know, you can see the talent. Like, man, this guy, he could be an all-star and hit 30 or 40 home runs, but what type of adjustments is he going to make? And does he have the mental capacity to study pitchers and video and all that it takes to be a good hitter?
Let's talk about the mental side of it, because more than any other sport, like in basketball, if you shoot below 50%, that's not good, right? In football, if you complete less than 60% of your passes, you're lousy. Baseball essentially is a game of failure. I mean, if you go 1 out of 3 every game, that's great. And in other sports, that would be terrible. How do you – and especially when you're in a slump, when a guy – Jose Ramirez, who has struggled early this season, finally started to put it together. How tough is it when you are struggling to get over the mental hurdles as much as the physical?
It's really hard. I mean, baseball is probably more mental than any other sport. I mean, it's just constantly forgetting what has happened and just focusing on your next at-bat. I think somebody said – it might have been Jim Thome one time – that he viewed a strikeout as he was setting the pitcher up for his next at-bat. And that's a great way to look at it. Like, I mean, no matter what's going on, you could be 0 for 20, and it's like you're going to get up with the bases loaded in the ninth inning down by two, and you got to have yourself ready to go.
Travis, when you look at this Indians team this season, you know, coming into the year with the injury to Francisco Lindor, and then you have the starting pitchers all go down, basically. Three of your top guys, your horses, are on the IL or DL or whatever they want to call it, and the lineup is just not as good as it was even a season ago. How surprised are you by the success they've had here the last 3 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, there's, like you said, a ton of roster turnover and, you know, kind of playing 500 ball a lot early on. And I think now you're starting to see, like, some of the young guys really take that next step and, you know, just other guys filling in for the starters that are out. And, you know, Bieber's really stepped up. He's been fantastic. And excited to have Clevinger back now. Yeah. And, you know, other guys are stepping up in the rotation, too. So. It's exciting.
You mentioned Bieber. I mean, what an accomplishment. The guy just got called up to the majors a little over a year ago. And to be an all-star before he's ever played a full complete season in the majors. That's quite the accomplishment. We see young hitters get to All-Star games quick. With pitchers, it's less common. Young pitchers, this inexperienced to get to the All-Star game. Pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's he was a guy coming up that the big thing on him was he just never walks anybody. Like,
right.
I think he played a full season and had less than 10 walks maybe. And I think the question was with him was his stuff going to be good enough? And you see his fastball getting better every year, and you see him working on his off-speed stuff, and he just turned himself into a great pitcher.
What do you think about the game? I mean, it's not that long that you're out of the game, but the game has really changed, right? Even since you retired. I mean, the specialization in the bullpen now is just nuts. And what do you think of it? Do you like the way the game is going right now?
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what they do with the rules about having, you know, pitchers face three batters at a time.
We had the commissioner on. He said they want to move forward with that. Do you like that idea?
Okay. It's interesting. Like,
right.
I was just used to whenever I was up in a big situation, they're going to bring in a lefty.
That's right.
So I was just used to that. But, I mean, I think there is some value in speeding the game up and, you know, making it more enjoyable for the younger generation.
What can they do to make the game faster or more enjoyable for the younger generation? That's the money question, I guess we're all asking, and I think the commissioner's trying to figure it out as well.
Yeah, I don't know that there's a great answer
without changing the game dramatically.
Yeah, because I mean, baseball is kind of like a traditional game for the purists and everything, and you know, once you start messing the rules, everybody gets like uptight and uncomfortable with it.
Yeah, I'm trying to be open-minded about it. Like, I'm such an old school baseball fan, and I didn't like the idea of getting rid of the intentional walk, essentially, and now I'm fine with it. Limiting the pitching visits, I thought it was a bad idea at first. Now I like it. And it seems so artificial to have a rule that you got to have face three batters. But I don't know. I don't know what's going to get young people to watch baseball. I don't know. What, you know, you grew up in a state that's, you know, you don't think of people. There's not a lot of people that come from North Dakota that play baseball. What got you into it? I mean, it's a different era, but what got you into it as a kid?
I just remember us having like a satellite dish, and I'd watch the Baltimore Orioles and the Atlanta Braves, and just having, you know, I was a big Cal Ripken fan, so I wanted to watch Cal Ripken play.
Right.
Yeah. You know, but I just, you know, baseball cards and TV, I think, really got me into it.
Yeah. Speaking of Cal Ripken, I was just watching the 90. You remember the 99 All-Star game?
Where was that at?
Fenway Park, when all the Hall of Famers came to the game, and they brought Ted Williams out on the golf cart, and he threw the first pitch.
Yep.
I don't know. It's moments like that that, you know, make me think about my dad and why I got into baseball and love baseball. I just wonder if that's happening as much now with kids today.
Yeah, it's interesting. A few years back, I did, like, this Hall of Fame game. So I went to Cooperstown the first time I was at Cooperstown.
Right.
And it was cool. Like, in Cooperstown, all there is baseball. And you see, like, all the dads out there playing catch with the kids. And it's like, you know, this is what baseball is all about, just that father-son connection and, you know, just – there's a wiffle ball game going on, and just all the kids, hey, where are you from? I'm from New York. I'm from here.
Yeah.
And they're just all playing wiffle ball.
Man, if there was a major league team playing in that stadium, you would have hit like 90 home runs. That was a hitter-friendly park right there.
That was a hitter-friendly park.
Travis, last thing on the current Indians here. You know, Francisco Lindor, obviously, his contract's up in 3 years, but all of a sudden, you know, not all of a sudden, but everybody's thinking about it already because the owner said before the season, enjoy him while he's here. You know, obviously, nobody would ask Lindor to take a pay cut. He shouldn't. I mean, he should get as much money as he can. But it's really going to stink if he leaves the Indians. Do you think there's any way they'll sign him?
I'm not sure on that one. But, you know, Frankie's an incredible player.
Oh, much fun to watch.
Yeah, like switch hitter. I've been, you know, I watched him in the minor leagues. And I've been really impressed with how his powers. I mean, he's a 30 home run guy now, which, you know, you see him, he's pretty jacked. But he does everything on the baseball field. He's fast. He hits for power. He hits for average. And he's incredible defensively at shortstop, which is the premium position on the field. So just his value to a team is huge.
And beyond it's what he does in the dugout, what he does, he entertains.
Right.
He the fans love him. He appreciates the fans. I mean, he is all about what's right about baseball, I think.
Yeah. And I think there's something that everybody appreciates about how much fun he has playing the game.
Yeah, sure.
You know, and I guess it's easier to have fun when you're that good.
That's true.
one more Indians question here. What do you think Ramirez was doing wrong now, you know, when he was really struggling early in the season? From a hitting perspective.
Yeah, I'm not too sure. You know, a lot of times it's like kind of keeping things as simple as possible, like having good balance, using the whole field.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't have the answers, and I know that, you know, their hitting coaches are fantastic down there.
Could it
so.
Be a mental thing, kind of like golf to some degree? Sometimes you don't know why your swing's off a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, baseball more than anything, like just the littlest thing. I mean, it could be, you know, even if you just have like a small type of injury and you start compensating and next thing you know, you've developed bad habits.
Sure.
Like, I mean, it's so easy to go south in yeah. hitting and get off track. Yeah.
Travis, we got to talk some fantasy football before you go here.
There you go. Right?
I just found out I got the sixth pick in my draft. I don't like being in the sixth spot. It's a tricky spot right there. We got a core four right at the top. I mean, what are we looking at? Six?
Are you a big fantasy guy?
He is a big fantasy guy.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Who you? If you were picking six, you taking Melvin Gordon? You taking Odell Beckham Jr.? I mean, what do you think at that spot? It's a tricky spot.
I'm really unprepared right now. Like, I haven't even started digging into it.
That's true. It's early. I have a keeper league, man. I'm on top of it year round.
Okay.
He's a dork with all the. He has like spreadsheets of players that he's going to be.
I literally made a fantasy football trade last week in my keeper league. I traded for Melvin Gordon in my other league.
But you're a maniac.
It's out of control. But did you guys play? Did you guys have like teams in the?
Absolutely.
Right.
Like, I mean, we'd always go like on the road to have like a big fantasy football draft or something, like, you know, you get in some place at six and then huge fantasy football party in the draft room, and fantasy football is huge in baseball.
Excited about Baker this season?
Yeah, you know, I think with all of his weapons around him, you know, he doesn't have to do too much, just distribute the ball and get those guys the ball.
Travis, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.